All right, those are just some of the comments that you've been sending through to the show. Maybe difficult, you know. I know most schools ban the use of phones between school hours, etc. But, you know, as soon as that school bell rings, they are on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, whatever other social media platforms that young people get on these days. So it could be a lot more difficult to manage from the part of schools that really would fall under the responsibility of the parents to then get involved and try and have some limitations for their children. Let's turn our attention to Mangaung now. The municipality has been facing water cuts. It's after Bloem Water, of course, had said that they were not keeping up with their utility payments. Sello More is the acting city manager for the Mangaung Metro. He joins us now. Mr. More, good morning and thank you for your time today.
Good morning, Kefi. Thanks very much. Good morning to the listeners as well. Thanks very much.
It is an untenable situation for the residents of the city of Mangaung to find themselves in. I imagine quite an embarrassment for you as a metro as well. How did you get here?
Yeah, it's a very long story. That also had a lot of discussions. Historically, I might just state that between ourselves and Bloem Water, there was a long-running dispute which was settled through an arbitration process. So as the city, I must just admit that we have not been able to meet the requirements or the terms of the agreement for quite a long time. We are a city that is currently under financial intervention from national treasury as well as the provincial treasury. So I might just say that our revenue sources are extremely low as a city, but we have adopted a strategy now that is going to aggressively collect from both residents, businesses,
right,
and government.
So
that's what really took us to that level.
Mr. Moore, I'm going to ask us just to go a couple of steps backward so that I can be clear on what you're saying. So you had a long-running dispute with Bloem Water. You were able to reach some kind of agreement of or consensus in terms of your historic debt and how much it would be that the metro has to pay to Bloem Water. Talk to me about some of the figures that came out of that agreement.
Okay, the agreement initially was running into around a billion, but we settled it around 700 million with Bloem Water, for which we currently owe them around 273 million as the city. That's where we are currently. We paid last week about 40 million.
So this 700 million is paid in tranches, right? How much do you have to pay to service the 700 million debt every month?
Currently, we are on arrears of around, what we owe them currently is at around 273 million. But we have submitted a payment plan, which goes with the little that we have paid to them. So the intention is to settle this amount that we are owing in the next 3 months, the longest.
When did you stop paying?
We are in arrears of about 2 months currently as the city.
So you hadn't paid them, so you haven't serviced this debt for 2 months?
Yeah, we have those arrears. As I've said, it's a result of us not being able to collect sufficient revenue as the city on what we owe them.
What was the communication between yourselves and Bloem Water during this two-month period that you say you were unable to pay anything to your account?
Okay, in the last month, I think about a month or so ago, they sent us a communique, which is also accompanied by a court order, basically, that says to us, you must pay. Let me just say to you that there is an agreement to pay a certain amount, which is 20 million every month, and then deal with the current account. But we are also picking some issues that actually makes it, besides the issues of revenue, There are also other issues that we are picking as a city. We will, for instance, get a particular bill from Bloomwater, but then in terms of our own records, it would actually be almost twice what
Yeah,
we think we should be
sorry,
paying.
Mr. More. There are a number of things that I want us to be able to keep track of. We'll talk about the incorrect bills in a moment. Let's just park that for later. I want us to deal with how you got to the situation where your power, I mean, your water was being cut off because you were not servicing the debt. And what is the communication that had taken place between yourselves and Bloomwater? Because again, this is a situation that the municipality has found itself in for a long time. So the processes of how to deal with it are not new to the municipality. But we'll continue this conversation in a moment. Sello More is the acting city manager of the Mangaung Metro. I'll take some of your calls on 011-714-2006. That's the number to dial to get in touch with us today. And on the WhatsApp line, 0614-104-107. And on Twitter, it's at SFM Radio. The hashtag there, SAFM Talking Point.
Across South Africa, online and on radio. SAFM, let's talk. Cathy Motlhatlana on SAFM.
Sello More is the acting city manager of the Mangaung Metro. He's talking to us about how the Metro failed to honor its financial obligations to Bloomwater, which resulted in residents being cut off. So, Mr. More, you were still telling us that at the what you did as the city to communicate with Bloomwater about your inability to meet your financial obligations.
Okay, now there is one point that they also always raise, Cathy, that they would make a commitment but not fulfill our commitment as the city. There are various reasons, of course, that lead us to not being able to meet that obligation. As I was trying to explain to you, we got about 6 billion on our debt book from both residents as well as government, as well as businesses as the city. And it's my view that we have not been able to aggressively collect what is owed to us, which literally leads to the collapse of service delivery broadly. But those are the points that we need to correct, and we need to correct immediately. We do communicate with Bloomwater, but our communication should be in financial terms. It should be transactional. We must meet our obligations to Bloomwater. And that's a priority that we also the executive mayor has put as a key priority.
So
we cannot let people.
So Mr. More, sorry, you threw out just a couple of numbers right now. So you are saying that in your current account you owe Bloomwater 6 billion.
No, not us owing them. I'm just saying, in terms of what is owed to us as the city from both government, residents, and businesses. Makes it a bit difficult for us to meet our financial obligations, including for Bloomwater. Now,
so,
Bloomwater, we owe about 273 million.
Okay. So you still haven't answered the question about, I mean, if they served you with a court order that compels you to pay these outstanding fees, it means that usually people go to the courts as an option of last resort. So what I'm saying is trying to find out what you as the municipality did when you realized that you were not going to be able to service your bill.
Okay, we wrote two letters to them proposing an alternative date for the payments. As I've said, because of the dwindling revenues, we were not able, for instance, I think it's 2 months, but in 1 month we met the current account. We paid for that one. Even this month, that's what we have paid for, but there is still a historical debt, which actually is the key issue between us and Bloomwater, which leads to the 273 million that I reflected on. But we do write letters, we do communicate, but the most effective communication between us and Bloomwater is mostly about how much are you going to pay. And at times we find ourselves having nothing in our own coffers to service the debt. So we would then write those letters to request a postponement of a due payment. But as I've said, our communication is does not have value if there is no money that we put into it.
As a city manager, part of your responsibility is to ensure the financial viability of the Mangaung Metro. So when you say that, well, we simply don't have the money to meet our financial obligations, you are also the same person who is tasked with finding a solution to that problem.
Yes, remember, I'm the acting city manager. It's not long that I've been here, so but we have started putting those aggressive plans in place in order to attain what I've said to you on our dev book. There is 6 billion that we should collect as a city, and plans are afoot to ensure that we collect this money from both government, business, as well as residents. So we have put plans in place. One of them, for instance, we have given government till today to pay us something out of close to 1 billion that they owe to us. We have also offered citizens some rebates in terms of settling some of the outstanding accounts. But we are also busy switching off businesses that are not compliant with regard to paying us back. But we also take consideration of the ravaging COVID-19 which has left many businesses destitute, which has left many residents also in a position of not being able to meet their obligations. So we have to balance, to find the balance between the two. But we've got plans, and we are running with them. We've been closing down the connection to lots of businesses. Our intention is to close down some of the buildings of government as an effort to get funding. In our commitment to pay Bloomwater, the plan that we presented, we have made estimates of what we can collect and meet our obligation with Bloomwater in the next 3 months.
What has happened since you paid the 20 million rand that's part of the agreement?
The pumps are running now. Of course, Bloomwater has given us some strict conditions to say, stick to your plan, and we are planning to stick to the plan to repay them. We'll work aggressively to ensure that we do stick to the agreement. We don't want to see this that has happened in the past week happening again. It's a human rights issue, and as you are correctly saying, it's an embarrassment for us as well as management. I would think also politicians would not be comfortable with what has happened in the past week.
Let me take some calls from Mangaung. Zwelakhe, you're calling us from that area. Yeah, what is your take on what the acting city manager is saying?
Morning, Casey. Brazi, how's it?
Zwelakhe,
no trend. Casey, if you can look into this issue and aspect of water shortages between ourselves as a city and Bloomwater. It is a long issue, but I want to bring President of Mangaung to our confidence to say, if you look at the role played by the municipality, it shows a glaring deficit of leadership. That one is the first aspect that I expect Brazil to look into. Check in the 2020-2021 financial year. We were given over half a billion, 511 million, 856 million to be exact, to attend to issues, USDG, to attend to issues of shortages of water and sanitation. Of that amount, a total of 278,528,448 was used to save the salaries of councillors, your senior executives, and the employees of municipality, with an amount totaling to 233,327,552 was returned back to National Treasury. So the excuse brought forward that we as resident businesses and government, we owe
municipality,
and municipality cannot say this is own debt. It's neither here nor there.
Okay.
They should have, you made use of...
I'm going to ask you just to hold on to that thought. I'll give you a chance to finish it. It's 10:30. Let me take Nomsa Mdluli, who's standing by with the latest news headlines.
Conversations that you connect with and react to. SAFM. Kathy Motlatsana on SAFM.
We continue looking then at the water cuts that have hit Mangaung as a result of the municipality being unable to honour its financial obligations with Bloem Water, and they've since paid 20 million rand to that account, to that credit account, and we understand that water has been restored. Zwelakhe is calling us from Mangaung, and Zwelakhe, you've been basically reading out some of the figures pointing to the fact that the Mangaung Metropolitan Municipality should have anticipated the situation that it would find itself in and has basically not been spending its budget appropriately.
Yeah, thank you once more, Casey. And having that said, if you listen to Brazil, he put it correctly to say that we owe Bloem Water 273 million. If you look at the Auditor General's report for 2020 and 2021 financial year, you would see a total of a USD Urban Settlement Development Grant, which was dedicated for water and sanitation in this regard due to COVID-19 in the last year, in the last financial year. You would know that 278,528,448 was used for servicing something outside that, that it was designed for. And out of the very same amount, 233 million of it was returned back to the National Treasury. So if you look at those two figures alone, you would know that this, the debt of Bloem Water will have been long serviced. It needed not us to say that you shift blame to us residents, to shift blame to businesses or government. I'm not saying that I'm promoting for us residents not to pay our dues or business or government to pay its dues, but someone needs to be honest when he's attending to these issues. They must explain to us, what did they do with our millions? Almost half a billion. We've lost it in the coffers, and then we are now faced with a situation whereby the municipality has played with our future. If you look at the water issue, it has a far bearing consequences, not only for us as residents, for learners, almost everyone. This is not the only thing that we're looking into when we're discussing this thing. That's why I'm saying, Brad, you should have been upfront with yourself to say that we have been mismanaging funds. And these things, all of them, have happened even now. Now, when there's intervention from the provincial government, because we can remember that the intervention was brought late in 2019, early 2020, where the provincial government did bring the intervention team. You look at the finances themselves, they'll show you that there's been clear deficit of leadership, not only from the management side, but also from political heads.
So, Zwelakhe, what exactly do you do in Mangaung?
If one can be honest, we try by all means necessary. You see, I can talk to Brazil on a daily basis via WhatsApp. We chat on Facebook and everything. But when we're raising these issues, people, they start seeing us as enemies. People, they are trying to brand us as anti-progress, because when we raise issues of importance in our municipality, we are being said to be the ones who are going to be co-opted into getting into those things. So the problems of Mangaung are there for everyone to see.
So, even now, are you an ordinary member of the community?
He's a politician.
Oh, are you?
I know him very well, Kathy.
And look, it doesn't take away from the point that you are making. I'm just trying to, you know, understand for myself, because you seem to know a lot, even in terms of the details of what is happening in Mangaung, which is great for the discussion. It really adds a level of depth to the discussion. So I just wanted to know out of curiosity as well. Like I don't think that it's a bad thing.
Yeah, and also I'm a ward committee member in the very same municipality beyond being a politician. So I deal with these issues on a daily basis. But I can tell you some of the stories that would say, even that itself, should we have a great intervention operational team on the ground where we see when there are water cuts or pipe leakages and stuff, or water bars, that we have a response team that will attend to those things in less than 24 hours. People are reporting pipe leakages, water leakages, and then it will take municipality close to 3-4 weeks. But fortunately for some of us who have connections via the municipality, I can talk to them. I only call the municipal manager, and then I know that thing will be attended maybe in a day or two. But for others, it takes for long. So you see what's the problem. We end up paying the debt of water in which we are not making use of. Okay. It is thrown down there. There are stenches all over here. So all those things are the things that we found ourselves in. To show that there's a glaring deficit of leadership, that is why we found ourselves in where we are today.
So, let me give Mr. More an opportunity to respond. And I think that even the fact that the lack of payment resulted in water cuts is an example of the absence of clear leadership. Mr. More?
No, thanks, Kathy. Perhaps just to clarify, Zola touched on the issues of urban settlement development grant, which is the USDG. It's a conditional grant. We cannot pay for water from the conditional grant. It comes with certain conditions and is confined to issues of infrastructure creation. But just to reflect, over the past year or so, I think he spoke about the money that was returned to National Treasury. One of the reasons, during the lockdown, there was a long period when construction work was not supposed to take place. That really slowed down our spending with regard to the USDG. The USDG aspect, of course, creates the infrastructure. As I've said, it's not supposed to pay for day-to-day operations. I know there are previous years where we would also, as he correctly says, would use some of the funds to pay for salaries, which have been picked by the Auditor General. But we have not had those issues in the last 2 years as the city, as we start to create good systems. But from our side as well, an important point that he raised, I think we come from a period where the systems basically, I can say, the systems collapsed in terms of our operations, the systems collapsed in terms of even our stakeholder management and administration. But we have, I think many people will tell you that we have in the last 3 or 4 months started stabilizing the operations, because the basis for poor management is when you don't have systems, when your operations are all over the place. So what we are trying to do, we are saying that for the launch of a better city, for the launch of a better operating city, you need people in correct positions executing correct actions. We had a time, for instance, where I must just say I'm part of management, where we had a situation where we could not even move in terms of making certain critical appointments, both at the CM as well as personnel levels. But I would say to you that we have stabilized things. The results may not be coming out immediately, but I think that there will be results as we move forward, including on our relationship with Bluewater and other key stakeholders. Some of these things are historical. Yeah.
Mr. More, I'm just going to come in there. I want to squeeze in one last caller before we wrap up this this conversation. Okay. Let me go to Khojani. Khojani, good morning.
Dumela me.
Likai.
Eteng likai. You know, the situation of water is very dire in most of the municipalities in South Africa. And some of these problems are created by the poor planning, should I say the poor planning of the old system, because right now the infrastructure is old. You keep on replacing the best pipes, and that is so much creating so many problems. And you would find that the budget for maintenance is not even enough. So I want to find out from Bloemfontein, apart from them not paying the water agency the money that they owe, the infrastructure in Bloemfontein, because the Bloemfontein has grown so much, and I may not be wrong to say it also faces the very same challenges that is faced by other municipalities in as far as the infrastructure aging is concerned. Number two, Kathy, the gentleman that you spoke from Bloemfontein, the one that you said you asked him the question whether he works in the municipalities, and it's confirmed that he's a councillor. I don't understand why that question been asked to him, whether he works here and there, whether he doesn't work here and there, whether he's a member of the community or not. Because why I'm saying that, in the municipality, there are some municipal workers, and they cannot talk because of the intimidation. They cannot even, and these are the best people to, because they know what is happening. Now, it brings up to the questions to say, being a municipal worker, am I not the resident first? If I face challenges like other residences, am I not supposed to talk? They say
Khojani, I think you're taking it out of its context. Zwelakhe, when he came on, it was very apparent that he had a relationship with Mr. More, and they seemed to know each other. And I was asking that question in the context of that to understand, you know, what is the work that he was doing. And he's the one that was very forthcoming about how he takes on these issues directly with Mr. More. And that's part of why the question arose.
Oh, that said, it's fine. I'll wait for the answer for my previous question. Thank you.
All right. Okay, Khojani. Thanks for that call. So let's then give Mr. More an opportunity to respond to what Khojani has saying. Why has the infrastructure development in Bloemfontein not kept up with the growing population?
No, it's actually correct. Zwelakhe touched on the issues of the grants. On the infrastructure aspect, we depend largely on the grants. And as I've said, the issues of COVID actually led to us not moving at a good pace with regard to implementation of infrastructure projects. But we also have picked that from ourselves, our own systems took longer for approvals of some of the most critical elements with regard to appointment of service providers and something like that. But just to assure, for the first quarter, we expected to spend about 25% of USDG, and we have moved to 38%. We are busy also fast-tracking projects in relation to infrastructure, roads maintenance, and all that. But all this, some of them will be funded from the USDG and other grants, but a lot of it will need our citizens to come on board as users of these utilities, these facilities or the infrastructure itself. Because the municipality on its own, no matter what levels of brains you have, if there is nothing that comes from the residents and businesses and government as well, it becomes difficult. For instance, our estimate, our budget currently, we have only put aside about 20 million for maintenance of roads. And our estimate says we need close to 700 million for that maintenance. So it means we'll only be able to maintain a bit. Then we'll be able to create another infrastructure with USDG. But the likelihood is that we also need to, we've got lots of potholes. And as Zwelakhe was
all
emphasizing,
right,
we've got an aging infrastructure for water and sanitation. That also leads to lots of leakages and sewer stenches. Would require a lot of money. We've been engaging Datira Mokgopa, the presidency, for assistance, because we don't even think with our current debts that we are trying to collect that we'll be able to meet the immediate demands on infrastructure.
All right. Mr. More, we've run out of time for this interview. We'll have to leave it there. Sello More, acting city manager of the Mangaung Metro. I guess based on that interview, residents of Mangaung, you're not out of the woods yet. It looks like it's going to be some time before there is some level of stability when it comes to the provision of water. But, you know, one just gets a sense also just listening to the answers that Mr. Moro was giving, that there has been a complete collapse of the running of that municipality. And I don't know what you know, residents who may be frustrated by the situation, what it is that you can do. Hopefully, the establishment of the new council will bring different fortunes, but these are the harsh realities. Yeah, it's the state of affairs.